Well, first of all, you know, in the most recent session, the legislature added $3.4 billion to the school funding in addition to reforming the graduation standards. Now, given the ruling of Judge Dietz today, you know, our thought is the case will likely be appealed to the Texas Supreme Court, and so we will continue to monitor the process going forward. If that's the case, I believe if the Supreme Court upholds the unconstitutional ruling, I will remain hopeful that the issue, clear guidance on how to address the constitutionality of school funding, and, you know, that's going to take part, you know, during the session, I'm afraid, as we know how long the courts take. And while the legislature will continue to prepare for the coming session, it's likely to await this guidance from the Supreme Court. So we're looking forward to what the Supreme Court tells us, and, you know, obviously we'll be in session and we'll be able to act appropriately. I think it would be haste to make a decision now and then find something different from the Supreme Court ruling and have to start the process all over. So we'll wait for the courts and do the appropriate thing.
Were you surprised?
Not really. I think the word at Austin was that he was going to do it, claim it to be unconstitutional. And when the ruling, we were expecting a ruling, I keep saying late August, I keep forgetting today is the 28th. So this ruling was expected on Friday, I guess one day early. Not at all.
This is a double-edged sword that if the state has to put in more money, that the state's collecting revenue so well, but the other side of that debate is that there are so many competing interests for all the money that the state's going to be collecting.
Absolutely. I mean, the appropriations process is going to be interesting. We're going to have a new appropriations chair in the House, and hopefully the new Senate Finance Chair will remain, so we'll have some consistency. So it's going to be an interesting budgetary process starting in January.
Have you had others contact you asking about what your position is going to be regarding school finance down the road?
You know, we're very blessed in the House to have Jimmy Don Acock as our chair, and we've been working on other public school issues over the last couple of weeks, and so I'm looking forward to calling Jimmy Don and seeing what his take and reaction is to the decision of Judge Dietz today, and I will continue to work with Jimmy Don.
And the feedback that you anticipate from the school districts in your district, because you have both rural and urban districts that have competing interests in this.
You bet. I met with three superintendents yesterday, and we were talking about other issues, but of course this, they all pointedly asked what we're going to do when the decision comes out. I said, well, we'll act appropriately, and I'll look for their guidance and what their needs are, and confirm that, to just to your point, I have 32 ISDs or 32 superintendents that I guarantee you we will hear from, and I'm blessed to have good relationship with all of them.
And I hope that they understand the situation that you're in, because you have some districts that are wealthy and other districts that are not, and you have to balance all those interests.
Absolutely, you're correct. That's a tough balance sometimes, but we'll do our best, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this proceeds.
And do you get that impression from those superintendents that they understand where you're having to come from because of the diversity that you have in your district?
Absolutely, absolutely. You go from a College Station ISD to a Woodway ISD, comparing that to a Hearn, Calvert, and a Marlin ISD, which are quite different.